Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We are holding on the very top of the page in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tanya Kavasei de Rava. We have a brisa that supports Rava that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they dafka did not bring boards on the back of the oxen when the kids would go to collect the water for the Meipar Aduma, but not because they didn't need them. They dafka didn't bring them. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yimavin Dlosos Kolikar Mimrei Shel Daito Shel Tino Gasa Olav. He says explicitly because the kid would get too confident and Shemi Yotzi Rosho Echamei Varavi Yitamei Bekevratom, and therefore he might stick out his head or one of his limbs, and they'll become tamei. Elam avin shvarim hamitzrim. They would bring Egyptian oxen, shekrei sosein rechavos, that had these very wide bellies. Vatinokos yoshen al gabein, and these children would sit on the backs of these oxen. V'chosos shel even biyadein, and they would have these stone cups in their hands. Higiu l'shiloach. They would get to the shiloach. Yardu. They would go down into the spring, umilim, and fill up these kosos of mayim va'olu v'yashvelen al gabein, and then they would climb back up and sit on the back of the oxen. So now the Gemara goes back to ask on what Rav Dimi answered before, that Rav Yehuda is moda, and by an ohel that's the size of a melo egrof, that even if it's not made bidei adam, it's still considered an ohel. Frek the Gemara, and now this is why we brought the whole discussion. Vare mita, what about a bed, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, diesh b'kam egrof, and it's way bigger than an egrof. Utinan, Rav Yehuda omer, noagim ayinu shinu yishenim tachsamita b'fnei hazakenim. The Rav Yehuda says, we used to sleep under a bed in front of the zakenim. Well, how could Rav Yehuda allow sleeping under a bed in a sukkah in front of the zakenim if it's a bed? Certainly makes an ohel, because it's big, it's kama egrof and large. So how is that possible that Rav Yehuda would allow such a thing? Says the Gemara, no, shiny mita, the reason a bed does not make an ohel is ho'olu l'gaba asuya, because a bed is not made to protect that which is under it, it's made so that you could lie on top of it. Ask the Gemara, shvarim nami legabon asuyim. Oxen are also made to sit on top of them and not under them. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the tinokos would sit on them, meaning that they're considered an ohel to be chotzitz b'fnei atumah? L'chora, they shouldn't count as an ohel because they're made to be sat on. So kiyas rav and amar blazer, shiny shvarim, ho'el umeginim ala rovim b'cham ne'cham g'shamim g'shamim. No, oxen are not only made to be sat on, they're also made to protect that which is under it. The shepherd sometimes would hide under the ox. Sounds like a dangerous thing to do, but apparently they would do that in order to protect themselves from the heat of the sun or from the rain. Ihachi, says Gemara, well, that's enough to make it an ohel, to make the belly of the ox an ohel. Mitanami, a bed also protects what's under it sometimes. Hol magina almin al masadalim shatachteha. A bed certainly protects the shoes that are underneath it, or whatever you keep under the bed. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham only keeps shoes under his bed. He doesn't keep like a whole warehouse of storage under his bed. Ella amar Rava, so Rava says the fact that that the oxen are considered an ohel, whereas the bed is not considered an ohel, is shiny shvarim holva asuim lahagin al bnei me'ayim shalahen. The back of the ox is made as an ohel to protect its own belly, to protect its own intestines. Shnemar oru vasar talbisheni uva atzamos v'gidim, and look at the word tisochicheni. So you see that's a lashon of schach, that the atzamos and the gidim of the animal are considered an ohel because they're like schach on the basar of the animal. So then the Gemara says v'ibay sema, or really maybe you could say that a bed is considered an ohel. Aye, why were they allowed to sleep under the bed if a bed is considered an ohel? They're in a sukkah. How could they sleep under a bed? Rabbi Dilatamei, da amar sukkah diras keva bi'inan. Rabbi Yud, all the sukkah has to be a diras keva. Vavale mita diras arai. Granted, a mita is an ohel, but it's only an ohel arai. It's only a temporary ohel because you can move a bed from one place to the other. V'sukkah ohel keva, but a sukkah is an ohel keva. V'loasi ohel arai, umavatal ohel keva. So the power of the stature of a sukkah, which is an ohel keva, overpowers the bed, which is only an ohel arai. So the Gemara says, Ivar, Rabbi Shimon damar nami, sukkah diras keva bi'inan. Rabbi Shimon also holds that sukkah as the diras keva, because Rabbi Shimon is, the Gemara had earlier, a list of tanaim, will all hold sukkah as diras keva. Rabbi Shimon holds that a sukkah needs four walls, apparently, because he holds it to diras keva. Asio al arai, umavatal ol keva, and Rabbi Shimon holds that an ol arai can be mavatal ol keva, and that's why you're not allowed to sleep under a bed. So Gemara says, bahapligi. Now, this exactly is what Rabbi Yehuda Shimon are arguing about. Mar Savar Asiyol Arayim Vatal Ol Keva, Umar Savar Lo Asiyol Arayim Vatal Ol Keva. Rabbi Shimon holds that even an Oel Aray can cause a problem in a Sukkah. Whereas Rabbanan would say, nah, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it doesn't. A Sukkah is an Oel Keva, and therefore an Oel Aray is not going to cause a problem in the Sukkah. Main point number one, we have three explanations why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't consider a bed to be an Ohel for Sukkah. Ravin, because it's not made to protect what's underneath it. Rava, because a shor protects its own stomach, whereas not so by a bed. And the Iba Yisema, that a bed is an ohel, but a sukkah is no ohel keva, so the bed's not going to affect it. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisa b'Tevi Abdo. Rabbi Shimon told the story of Tevi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, who slept under the bed because he knew that an Eved is potter from sukkah. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Misichaso shel Rabbi Gamliel. From the conversation of Rabbi Gamliel, that he said to the Chachamim, look, what a Talmud Chacham, my Eved Tevi is, that he knows that Avadim are potter from sukkah, and that's why he's under the bed. Lamanu shnei dvarim. We can learn two things. First of all, Lamanu shavadim p'tur min ha-sukkah. We learn that an Eved is, in fact, potter from sukkah. Villa manu shayashin tachas hamitol yasi dechavaso. We also learn that someone who sleeps under a bed is not yotzei yischiv, and that's why Tevi allowed himself to sleep under the bed because he knew that he was potter from sukkah. So the Gemara asks, v'lema midvarav shel Rabbi Gamliel. Why do you use the term misichaso shel Rabbi Gamliel? Why not use the term midvarav shel Rabbi Gamliel from his words? So says Gemara, milsa agavor chikamashmal. It's teaching me an additional chiddush. How do I know that even stam conversation of Tamid Chachamim requires limud, that you can learn something not just from a Dvar Torah, from Dvarim, but even from Sicha, from just regular everyday talk of Tamid Chachamim, you can learn something, Shnemar, Va'alehu lo yibol, that its leaves should not wither. Now, there's a book called Va'alehu lo yibol of Sichas Chulin of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Someone who sat and schmoozed with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he would walk him in the street to shul, back from shul, and he would write down all the conversations. It was all Torah, it was all halacha, it was all questions of hashkafa and halacha, but that he called it Va'alehu lo yibol because it was not meant as a halachic divrei Torah that Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying. He was just having conversation. In fact, so that one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's children wrote in the Haskama to the Sefer that this Sefer should not be printed because his father never intended any of this to be printed. It was just stam, a conversation. Okay, so the main point, Sicha Schulim of Tamid Chachamim also require limud. New Mishnah. Someone who puts schach of a sukkah over the bedposts. The kirei amita are high above the bed, and he uses that to support the schach. So the kirei amita are the walls of the sukkah. Ksheira, that's perfectly kosher. Yudomer, imeni yichol lamud b'fnayatzma, psula. If you were to take away the bed and the whole thing would fall down, then it's puzzle. So we'll explain why. My time is Rabbi Yudha. Why does Rabbi Yudha think the sukkah is going to be puzzle? It was not able to stand independently. So, Pligiver Rabbi Zerv Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. It's machlokas. Chadam Nesha in La Keva. One says because the sukkah could be moved together with the bed, so it's a diras arai, it's not a diras keva. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the sukkah needs to be a diras keva, meaning, see the first Mishnah in Ar Masechta where Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah is the malam echaf ama is kasher. Vichadam Nesha ma amida. The Davar HaMekabel Tumah. The other one says, no, Schach with the Davar HaMekabel Tumah is possible. So if you're, so just like you can't use a Davar HaMekabel Tumah Schach, you can't use something that's Mekabel Tumah to support your Schach, to be mamid the Schach. That's why when people have metal posts of a sukkah, they try to put like a 2x4 under the, between the metal and the Schach, so that the 2x4 is supporting the Schach and not the metal. My benayu, what's the chilik la'alacha between them? What's the nafkamina between them? So kigom shenaat shvudin shal barzel v'sikei chaleim. Let's say you stick iron posts and you put schach on them. So the man of mufishen lakeva areish lakeva. If you have shvudin shal barzel, it most certainly is keva, and that would be good. But a man diyamar meisha mida b'davar makabel tuma harei mamida b'davar makabel tuma. But if you say the issue is that you're not supposed to be mamid b'davar makabel tuma, if you're using shvudin shal barzel, you're certainly being mamid with davar makabel tuma. So Rabbi Lo Shanu Ella Samach Aval Sike Chal Gabe Amita Ksheira. That this Rabbi Yehuda, the apostles, is only when he leans the schach on the Kiri Amita itself. But if he doesn't lean it on the bed itself, it's over wooden pegs or something that are near the bed, and he's using the kiramita as walls only, but not as supporters of the schach, then it's going to be kosher according to both reasons. Why, my taima, lamandim l'fishein l'keva, if you say the problem is that it's in l'keva, harayesh l'keva, the only reason a bed is in l'keva is because it's moved here, it's moved there, but if the schach is not being supported by the bed, the schach is yesh l'keva. Lamandim l'neshem amida b'davar makabal tuma, harayesh amida b'davar makabal tuma. And if you think the concern is that you're being mamed with the davar makabal tuma, well, you're not being mamed with the davar makabal tuma, because... you're not being mamed with Dover Makabal Tumah because you're being mamed with these wooden posts that you've put in place. So the last main point of this Amud, two reasons not to lean schach on your bed. A, because it's Ein Lakeva, and B, because it's a problem of Maimid B'Dover Makabal Tumah. But both of those only apply to the schach, would not apply to the defanos. Certainly, your bed can serve as defanos of the sukkah. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph.